are up to the mission on Tezayin Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the sheets, I put something on top that I think will be helpful in general, because you know, we've been doing Mishnah after Mishnah in Sugyos and the Gemara discussing the ways that various parts of the Karbanos interconnect. And it's hard to see it, you know, in an overview. It's hard to get a real sense of what we've done. And I put this in the table to try to help a little bit in terms of the way different parts of the mincha interact with other elements. So the top line is where we discussed how the kometz interacts with its shirayim, how the kometz interacts with its lavona, and then how the lavona interacts with the lechem that it comes with, or with other parts of the lavona. What if I did one of the bazichen and then had another of the bazichen in mind, that sort of thing. And then the next line is the lechem, how the lechem interacts with various things, and then below that the zevach, the animal carbon, and then finally different avodas. One avoda with another avoda, half a matir with another half a matir, which we'll talk about today, just to show the overall theme that we've been looking at and where you can find the different pieces of it within the past perek. It reminds me of what we said in the very beginning of Menachos. I quoted the Kutzker to you, where the Margolios Hashas quoted the Kutzker, who said that you can't understand Tefillin until you understand Menachos, because the Chazal wouldn't have put Tefillin in the third parak in Menachos if it wasn't somehow connected to Menachos itself. And I think actually this may be what the Kutzker meant. In the sense that the way the Gemara gets into the Menachos discussion is because it talks about, into the Tefillin discussion, I should say, is it talks about how one part of the Mincha is linked to the rest of the Mincha, and then it talks about how that happens with Tcheles and Lavan and Tzitzis, and how it happens with the different Parshios in the Tefillin. And the issue with the Tefillin is the Shel Rosh necessary for the Shel Yad to be effective? Is one Parsha necessary for another Parsha to be effective? And the way we understand that is by coming from this sort of more complex discussion about the different parts of the Mincha and what their relationship is. What is necessary to the Mincha? What is ancillary to the Mincha? And I'm not sure that we actually got what the Kutzker wanted us to see, but I think that may be at least what he was driving for. In any case, if the chart helps, good. If not, it took up some space on the page. The mission at the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. We talk about the issue of Pigul B'chatzi Matir. We've talked about this. We mentioned the issue before. You have a matir. We know that the rule is that Pigul applies if I think about an inappropriate use of the karban while bringing the matir. What if I only have the pigul thought while bringing part of the matir? That's really the fundamental question here. So the Mishnah says, pigul bekometz velo belavona. Our assumption here, right at the get-go, is that because I put the kometz on the mizbeach and because I put the lavona on the mizbeach, they are considered to be one big matir. So therefore, pigel bekometz velo belavona, if I had a pigel thought as I was putting the kometz on the mizbeach, regarding, let's say, use of the shirayim is the case that Rashi brings, or belavona velo bekometz, when I was bringing the lavona, I had a thought about it, but I didn't when I brought the kometz. So Rabbi Meir omer pigel v'chayavan olav kare. So Rabbi Meir says, that's pigel. And the person who eats from the shirayim under those conditions will get kare. He says, there is pigel v'chatzi matir. And the Chachamim disagree and say, no, Kares is irrelevant unless you have a pigul thought when you bring the entire matir. Umodim Chachamim l'Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir in the case where there is no Lavona. The Minchas Chote, or Minchas Kenos, where there is no Lavona at all, Shem Pigul b'Kometz, Shu Pigul. If you do the pigul thought during the Kometz, that's already pigul for the carbon, v'chayav and all of Kares, Shakometz hua matir, because all you have is the Kometz. And earlier you'll recall in the Gemara, we quoted this, and we said, well, that's Pshita. Isn't that obvious that they'll agree? Because there is no Lavona to discuss. Okay. That's our first case. Case number two, still under Pigul B'chatzi Matir. Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim Lechol Beis Chalos L'Machar. The two lambs of Shavuos. So you shechted one of the lambs, that's half your Matir, planning to eat the loaves tomorrow, which is inappropriate. Hikdir Echad Min HaBezichan Lechol Beis Hadarim L'Machar. Or you put one of the Bezichan on the Mizbeach, talking about the Lech upon him on Shabbos. You have two bazichen that go on the Mizbeach. And you put one of them on. Lechol beis darm lamachar. So Rabbi Meir omer, pigul v'chayav and olav kare. So Rabbi Meir says, that there is pigul with half a matir. B'chacham omer, main bo kare, said shifaga b'chol amatir. And the Chacham say, no, there isn't. Not unless you do pigul on the entire matir. That's the first part of our Mishnah, this issue of matir versus matir. And as you see on the table on the top of the sheet, that's going to take us into a discussion that'll follow through for the rest of the daf. But we do have two lines left in the Mishnah. Shachat echa min akivasim lechom imenu lemachar. Let's say you shechted one of the lambs for this Shavuos, for this special Shavuos karban, planning lechom imenu lemachar inappropriately. Hu pigul v'chayiv v'chavero kasher. It is pigul, it's chaver, and we had our discussion about what chaver means. Our assumption is chaver means the other lamb. The is kasher. One keves does not disqualify the other keves. Lechom echavero lemachar, shneim ksherim. And if your plan is to eat the other one, you shechted this lamb, planning to eat the other one tomorrow, then shneim ksherim. Then they're both kosher, because your thought can affect this one, your thought cannot affect the other one. This is not about pigul b'chatzi matir. This is a separate conversation about the way the kvasim interact, the way that the lambs interact, which is why I put it that way on the table under Zevach, the last box under Zevach, the keves-keves interaction. So a thought about one keves doesn't affect the other one. If I shecht this keves A, thinking about keves A is no good. If I shecht keves A, thinking about keves B, then they're both fine. The thought is ineffective for B, and it's ineffective for A. So the two kevasim, even though they're part of the same joint karban brought on Shavuos, and if I were to go to the Beis HaMikdash with only one keves, you would throw me out and say, you can't bring that. Nonetheless, they're separate in terms of the way pigul functions. Okay.
Is there a mereshit in the first statement in the Sefer?
I think that it's everybody. I think this is L'kulei Alma. I believe that it is L'kulei Alma, correct. Even though you're right, it sounds much more like Rabbi Meir talking because of the Chatzi Matir. This isn't a Chatzi Matir discussion.
It's
right, correct.
It has Machshava for itself, not for the...
Yeah, correct. Well, even though technically I would say that Kvasim are Matirin for the Lechem, yeah. Right? I believe that this is not a Chatzi Matir discussion. This is L'chulei Alma. That's my understanding. I reserve the right to be wrong, as always, but I believe so. Okay. Gemara. The principal discussion now is a much more familiar one to us. If you remember Nedarim, if you sugios like that, the question is, Al das rishona hu osa. When a person performs an action, does he think about, is he working with the same mental state that he had when he did previous actions or not? Amar Rav. So Rav says, this whole machlokas from the first part of our Mishnah, about pigul b'chatzi matir, you brought the komets with an inappropriate thought, and then you didn't do that for the Lavona. He says, that whole machlokas is, shenatzen es hakomets b'shtika, ve'es halavona b'machshava. That's assuming you put the komets on the Mizbeach without a pigul thought, and then you did the Lavona on the Mizbeach with a thought of pigul. This whole sugya, by the way, is going to sound like Rashi's view about how you do the komets and the Lavona, that you do them separately. The Rambam's view, backed up by the sugya in Sota, that you do the komets and Lavona on the Mizbeach together, doesn't seem to allow for this. It seems that even the Rambam will have to say that may be a lechatchila, but it doesn't have to be done that way. The Gemara here is very clearly going to view the Haktara as being done separately for the Komets and the Lavona. The Rambam, remember, said that you do your Kmitza, you put it in the receptacle, and then your Malakit the Lavona, you put it in the same receptacle and put them both on the Mizbeach together. We had that discussion a couple of days back. So, Rav says that the whole machlokes is where you did the komets silently, and you did the lavona with an active thought of pigul. So first you were silent, and then you had a pigul thought in the second avoda. Aval nasan hakomets b'machshava. But if the first thing that was done was putting the komets on the mizbeach with a thought of pigul, v'yas halavona b'shtika, then you followed up with the lavona without a rejection of pigul and without any active thought of pigul. Divrei hakol pigul. He says everybody agrees that is pigul shekala ose al das rishona hu ose, because our assumption is your pigul thought continued with the second action. Shtika means he did not indicate one way or the other. And in general, you should know, and this goes back to the beginning of Zvachim, that when we talk about machshavos, we're talking about where you express them in some way, because otherwise nobody knows. Right, there is some expression of it. The thought alone would not necessarily do anything. It's always a big question when I read Zvachim and Menachos, the question of, well, what if the Kohen comes to you afterwards and says, this is what I was thinking, but I never told it to anybody, I never said anything aloud. Is that thought even anything?
What's the first statement?
No, shtika here is meant to indicate I didn't support my or continue my original pigul idea, and I didn't contradict it either. That's what shtika means here.
No indication that I actually had a machshava. I mean, what's the kohen going to come out and admit and say I screwed up?
Right.
It's got to be more than that, right?
We said that. You have to have
some kind of an expression of it. Yeah.
What's the first line in Mishnah? Pickle the kaim at the level of iron.
Right, so we have to see it. Wait for the Gemara.
Okay.
Wait for the Gemara. So he says, your second thought is assumed to follow through your first thought. Shekola osa al das rishona hu osa. Because anybody who acts is acting with the first thought in mind until he explicitly departs from it. Ushmuel amar adayin machlokas, and Shmuel says lav davka. He says it's still subject to machlokas. That will have a machlokas as well. And now we get to challenge this idea. We get to throw rocks at Rav. Yosef Rava uka amar lo hashmaisa. Rava is retelling this lesson of Rav versus Shmuel. And Ezra Rav Achabar Rav Huna, LaRava and Rav Acha, Rav Huna's son, challenges Rava the following. He says, we learned, Bamed Devarim Amurim, if you see Rashi, Bamed Devarim Amurim, Demachsheves Avodas Hakomet Mephagiel, Bebraisa Demenachos, he says, when is it true that the thought during the Kometz is going to render the thing Pigol, even though Kometz is only half of the Avoda? Bikimitza, during the kmitza, uvim matan kli, or when you put it into the kli where you makadish the komets, ubehiluch, as well as when you bring it to the mizbeach, that's when this happens. Rashi explains the key point: the kmitza, the bahanoch gimel avodos, ein dome lahen belavona. There is no parallel to these avodos when you're dealing with the lavona. The lavona is already kodesh. You do likut rather than an act of kmitza, and the halacha is not necessarily necessary, as we'll see. Hilkach kulo matiru. Therefore, when you do this with the komets, there is no further thought to be had, and there's no chatzi matir discussion. Halacha, he says, the Gemara is going to come back to, and it will. Back in our Gemara, avabalo lahaktara. But when he gets to doing the haktara of the komets on the mizbeach, nasan es hakomets b'shtika, ves halavona b'machshava. If he does the komets first silently, and then he does the lavona actively with a thought of pigul, or es hakomets b'machshava ves halavona b'shtika, he does the komets with a pigul thought and then the lavona silently. So you see that they mention the case where the first thought was the pigul one, and the second one was silent. Rabbi Meir Omer Pigul v'chayavan alav karis, v'chacham Omer mein bo karis, that shifaga b'chol amatir. So you have the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the chachamim, does your half pigul thought, is that it sufficient to render it pigul or not? So he says, katani mia nazen as hakomets b'machshava v'yaz halavona b'shtika. You mentioned the case where the first one was with an active pigul thought, and the second one was silent. Opligi. And yet you have the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the chachamim. So how could Rav tell me that everybody will agree that your first thought continues through your second? So he says, Ema ukvar nasan es halavona b'shtika meikara. So he says, you know why? Because that's not the case. The case is, there it's where you did the lavona first. You did the lavona first and you did it silently. So in other words, our two cases were, you did the komets first silently and then the lavona with pigul, or you did the lavona first silently and then you did the komets with pigul. To which he says, what? I have two answers to you on that. First of all, then it's the same case. You just switched which one was first, Kometz or Lavona, but it was the same thing of silence first and then Pigul. Why would I need two cases? And further, Hatanya Acharkach. Oops. The wording in the Brisa said you did X and then after that you did Y. That doesn't really admit of that. So he says, Tirgama Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina gives me a second answer. His second answer is, Bebeis Deos. You're right, but it's where it was done by two different Kohanim. One of them did the Kometz with a thought of Pigul, and the other one did the Lavona, and he did it silently, but there's no reason to think he's continuing the Avoda of the first one and the thought of the first one, and therefore you aren't going to say, Aldas Rishona Huosa. And therefore, that you can sustain the machlokas. So therefore, this isn't an adequate proof, which is okay, because we have a second reason why we want to argue. Tashma, come in here from the following. Here's the Tosefta. Tosefta is talking about zrikos of dam on the mizbeach, and specifically, as Rashi notes, we have the lead-in to this brisa that we're about to quote says v'matana achas pigel, that with a single zrika of the dam you can render the carbon pigul. So the brisa asks b'med devar mamurim, when is this true? V'damim anitanin agab al mizbeach hachitzon, when the dam is put on the outer mizbeach, specifically that kind of dam. Aval damim anitanin, but if the dam goes on the inner mizbeach, kigon mem gimel shiyom kippurim, like the 43 zrikos of Yom Kippur, we're actually going to challenge this tally in the Gemara. But right now, let's assume, as Rashi says, it's the par, the bull that the Kohen Gadol brings, that's going into the Kodesh Kadashim. It's also the goat that he brings, the Seir Lashem, that's going into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then you go and do them outside in the Heichal as well. That's what we're talking about. So he says you have 43 Zrikos on Yom Kippur, or V'achases Reishal Par Kohen Mashuach, right? If the Kohen Gadol has to bring a bull as a chatos, so you have 11 zrikos that way. The first that are going to be on in the Kodesh Kadashim on the parochas, and then four that are going to be outside. Rashi breaks it down for you. Or the 11 zrikos if the community has a chet, and you have to bring them parhelam davreshal tzibur. Pigel bein barishona bein bishniu bein bishlishis. Whether you do your pigel in the first zrikos, which are done in the Kodesh Kadashim on the bein abadim, as Rashi says, by the aron, or the second ones on the parochas, or the third that are on the Mizbeach, no matter what, whether your pigul was on the first set, second set, or third set, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigul v'chayavin alav kareis v'chamum armein bo kareis ad shifaga b'cholamatir. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim have their same debate. So he says, I don't understand. You included there, Katani Mia, you mentioned along the way, pigul bein berishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishes, even if the pigul thought was on the first one, right? And we assume silence on the latter two. Tosfo says, why don't you just say that it's not? It's where he wasn't silent on the latter two. Nonetheless, that's our assumption, the upligi. And indeed, there is a machlokas here. This indeed is subject to machlokas. So I don't understand. Why don't we say, atahas rishona hu osa? V'chitei mahachanami b'shtei deos. And if you'll say, well, we're talking about where different kohanim did the different zrikos. Hani chalamanda amar b'par v'afilu b'damol shapar. Well, you know, you mentioned Yom Kippur there. There's a great machlokas in the Gemara in Yuma. What happens if a new kohen picks up during the avoda? Does he have to start again with a new bull or not? The pasuk says, b'par, Rashi brings it to you. Shenamar b'zos yavo aharon el hakodesh b'par, b'far, v'afilu b'damol shapar. Shimshchato harishon. If a first kohen shechted the par, v'ir bo psul, and something happened to disqualify the kohen, yavo aaron bedamo shel hakdish shel hakodesh. Bedamo el hakodesh. The aaron brings the dam to the kodesh kadashim, meaning vein tzarach lahavi v'lishchot paracha. You don't need to bring a new par. So l'didei have a matzilok me bebe deos. For him, it's fine. In other words, the first kohen, let's say, did the shechita, did the first batch of zrikos of the pigol thought. And then he left, new Kohen came in, and he did the rest without canceling out the first. So then you can have a case in which the first one was done with the pigul thought, later ones were done with shtika, and they didn't continue the earlier pigul thought. That's fine, we're good with that.
We're talking about the Kohen Gadol, right?
Yes.
Another Kohen Gadol will come to...
Correct, you have one of your backups. Ela lamanda amar bepar v'lo b'damo shalpar, but according to the view that says no, he has to actually bring in, if you have a new Kohen come in, he needs to bring a new bull, then in that case your pigul ones that were done for the first batch were now gone entirely, and you did everything from scratch. Why would there be pigul in this case? Ma'ikol amemar. Then what would be your case? So again, our challenge is this. You believe that the thoughts that go on during the first set of zrikos are automatically going to continue to all the rest if he doesn't express himself otherwise. Right? That's what you're arguing. But over here, we have a machlokas about whether there's pigul by half a matzir or not, where there was a thought of pigul during the first batch of zrikos. I don't understand. According to you, everybody agrees that the thought you had in the first automatically continues to the rest. And don't tell me that it's where a new Kohen picked up after the pigul thoughts, because not everybody agrees that you can have such a situation. Some believe that if the first Kohen is cancelled out, you start from the beginning again. So what do I do? So Amar Rava. Rava answers the end of the thin lines. Hakav b'maya skinan. What's our case? Kigon shepigel barishona. I'm following our edition. Visha, not the one in the margin. Vishasak b'shnia upigel b'shlishes. It's, you know where it is. He did pigel on the first one, the first batch, same kohen. Then he didn't say anything during the second. So you're right, I might have assumed that he was continuing the first. But then upigel b'shlishes. He had a pigel thought during the third batch. So now we say ourselves, wait, and not just a thought, but he expressed it as we understand. Sorry, same Kohen, one Kohen the whole time. De Amrinan, he just is of two minds. De Amrinan, we say, if you really think ordinarily, yeah, the later thoughts usually follow up on the earlier ones. That's my usual thought. Then why did he actively state a pigul thought on the third? It sounds like what happened during the second was not what was going on during the first, because otherwise, why would he have restated it in the third? It must be that, or at least I have an indication that the second one was not al das rishona. So that's my idea. That's my idea. One second. That in fact the pigul thought was interrupted, and therefore it's a yesh pigul or ein pigul b'chatzi matir discussion, because there was a pigul thought only during some of the avodos, and you're right, that's why there's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Ordinarily, my assumption is your thought during the first set follows through, but here I have an indication that it didn't follow through. Maskif lo Ravashi, to which Ravashi says, you can't get away with that. Midi shasak katani. It didn't say Shasak. You know, and Rava, of all people, Rava likes to stick to the exact text of the Brisos that we quote. So he says, Rava, it didn't say he was silent by the second set, or any set for that matter. The Elam or Ravashi, rather, Ravashi gives me another answer. Hacha b'mayaskinim, what's our case? One line up from the bottom on Tezayin Amad Aleph. Kagon shepigil barishona ubishnia. He did pigil thought on the first and the second, and the key word is missing here, but it has to be here, as Rashi notes, vishrasak bashlishis. And he was silent on the third. So in other words, he did his first set of zrikos, and he said, this is pigil, this is for tomorrow. He did his second one, and he said, this is for tomorrow. And then he was silent on the third. You know what it's like? It's like shnei ksuvin abon kiechad. Right? We have psukim in the Torah that go out and say something they didn't need to say, right? In case number one, in case number two, and then we say, well, I can't extrapolate to case number three. If the Torah meant to extrapolate, it would have said it in case one, and I would have known for all other cases. The fact that the Torah went out of its way in case one and case two tells me it's not true for case three. That's what we're doing over here. The Kohen did his first set of Zrikos saying, this is for tomorrow. He did his second set of Zrikos saying, this is for tomorrow. And then he did his third set and said nothing. So therefore, and Amrinon, we say, if it was true that we took silence to mean a continuation of his previous thoughts, then why did he go out and say pigul again for the second one? He didn't say it for the third. To which again, we challenge Rav Ashi and say, va bain bain katani. That's not what we said. That's all well and good, Rav Ashi. By the way, this is a challenge for Rava also. We said, our language in the Braisa said, Bain Barishona, Bain Bishnia, Bain Bishlishis. Right? It didn't say that there was a continued thought from one to another. Whether you had pigul on just the first, just the second, or just the third. Yeah, Kasha, as Tosis likes to say, there are answers to Kashas. Yeah, I think because we had the Bain Bain, which was a stronger one. But you're right, we could have just as easily asked the Shasak question to him too. It's funny, because Rav Ashi is the one who articulated the question in the first place. So the upshot of this conversation is, we have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, about whether you continue the initial thought or not. We have two decent challenges to the position of Rav, and we don't have great ways to resolve it, but we might be able to resolve it. However, this second challenge that we brought regarding this Rikos requires some follow-up. We're not so clear on some details here. So Amar Mar, top line into Zayin Amid Beis. We learned, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigul V'chayavet Olav Kareis. Rabbi Meir said that if you have a Pigul foot in the earlier Zrikos, and then you're quiet in the later ones, that's called Pigul B'chatzi Matir, and it is effective. So he says, Michti Kareis L'mechayavad Shi Karvu Kol HaMatir. And this is a fundamental Pigul question. You can't miss this one. He says, the rule is that you only get Kareis for eating a Pigul item if all the Matir were brought properly, right? Karev HaMatir Kimitzvasa. We've discussed that. So he says, Damar Mar Yeirat Seh. The Torah says by pigul lo yeratzeh, but we use the word yeratzeh to be acceptable on the mizbeach. Kartzas kasher kachartzas psul. Just like the hartzah necessary for a kasher carbon, so too you require hartzah here for this disqualified one. Just like with a kasher carbon, it has to have all the material brought properly. So too, by this disqualified hartzah that we're doing for the pigul one. End of quote. Vahai, but in this case, kevan dechashiv babifnim pasle. Since when you did your first set of zrikos inside in the Kodesh Kadashim, you had a pigul thought, pasle, you disqualified it, and therefore kimadi behechol, when you go out and do the rest of your hazos out in the hechol, maya be'almahu de kamadi. All you're doing is a disqualified one. In other words, my first zrikos are pigul zrikos, that means that the rest of my zrikos are already void, they're meaningless, and therefore you should argue that the whole thing can't become pigul. It's sort of a paradox, right? If your first ones generate pigul, no, then the whole thing isn't pigul.
How's something ever going to become
pigul? So how is anything ever going to be pigul? Good. Rashi and Tosos are both very, very troubled by that question. Take a look at Rashi. V'hai kevan dechashiv v'chulu. The Ikashia, don't ask this question, Yaakov. If you'll ask, in that case, when you do kamitza, and they have in the side margin, bekabbalah too, why not? Or when you do shchita, we say it's also not pigul. The kichashiv, once you do your initial thought of pigul, ifsol, it's disqualified. And kizarik, when you do your zrika, maya ba'almazarik, your zrika is nothing. Lav pircha hi. That's not a question. The hasam osa avoda shapigya banas is kula bigdusha sa. Because there, the avoda that you did the pigul in was a complete avoda. You did it during the kamitza, and that was it. The avoda of the kamitza is done. You did it during the shechita, the avoda of the shechita is done. Aval hanoch hazos chada avodahi. Here, though, all the hazos are grouped together as one avoda. That's Rashi's answer. Tosos rejects that answer, because he says, what about the haktara of the komets and the lavona, which we consider to be one big avoda, and you can have a pickle thought during the haktara of the komets and not during the lavona. Or what about multiple bazichin, right, for the lechem apanim. So Tosos presents his own answer here. And also, if you look in Zvachim and Beis and Beis, the same question comes up. And there, Rashi gives me a different answer. Rashi there says it's Gzeres HaKasuv, that pigul is effective regarding Shechita. So take a look at Tosus here, and Tosus on Zvachim and Beis and Beis, to your heart's content, and you'll see more about this. It is a good question, no matter what Rashi tells you. But in terms of our discussion, he says, I don't understand. This shouldn't be pigulable, right? You shouldn't be able to make this pigul, because when you do the rest of your zrikos, after you did the first ones with the pigul fought, the rest of them were just water, and that was it. So Amar Rabba, Rabba answers, no, I got it. I know how you can do this. Mishkachas la be'arba'a deparim, I'm adding in dalids, ve'arba'a disi'irim, like the Shita Mekubetzes does. He says it's where you have the four of the bulls and the four of the goats. And what he means by that is you have independent zrikos for each. Rashi says, par v'sayer pnim, you have the four for the par and the four for the goat inside, v'chishev alav, and you have this thought of pigul, v'nishbach hadam la'achar hazos pnim, and then the blood spilled after you did the hazaos inside. So in other words, you did the shechita, you did the hazaah inside, and you had a pigul thought on the last of the ones that were done inside, and then the blood spilled. Vehevi par v'soyer, and then you brought a new par v'soyer. The echod lahechol, right? V'chein l'mizbeach, or v'echod l'mizbeach, l'sheva hazaosa v'chein l'kronos. V'chol echod karvu kol matirin da'kulam kisherim, v'ein sarach l'achzor v'lahazos menasheni bifnim. The idea is that your pigul occurred after you completed the internal ones, and you don't need to go back inside now with the new animal that you're going to bring. So you end up with a full set of hazaos on the one hand, and on the other hand, you have a set that was done with the pigul thought. That's the idea. So that's his answer. That's our first answer. Rava Omar, afilu tema parecha v'sar echad. Rava says, no, it could even be one bull, one goat the whole time. Lefagule meratzi. And the answer is that it works as far as pigul is concerned. You're right, these aren't really kosher zrikos. We don't like this carbon. However, it's kosher enough that you can be liable for pigul.
You said with pigul all along that as long as everything else was done properly.
Kavar matrik mitzvaso, correct.
That's essentially what he's saying.
Yeah, basically what he's saying is, you're right, that's an interesting question, but the answer is otherwise we'd be throwing out pigul entirely. This is the way pigul works. Yeah. True. Another follow-up question regarding this challenge, though. You told me there were 43 zvikos on Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
that's not my tally. Yeah. Arboim v'shalosh, 43. Vatanya arboim v'shava. I have a bracelet that says 47. Lo kasha, no problem. It depends on whether you mix together the bull and the goat or not. Ha kemandamar ma'arvin l'kronos. One count, 43 specifically, is within the view that you mix the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat when you're going to put the matanos of dam on the corners of the internal mizbeach. V'akamadamar ein ma'arvin. The other one is that you don't mix them, and therefore it's 47. You have extra 4. V'atanya arboim v'shmona. But I have a bracelet that says 48. Oops. Lo kasha. That's not a problem either. Hakamadamar shirai ma'akvin. Hakamadamar shirai lo ma'akvin. The pouring out of the rest of the dam at the base of the mizbeach, if you hold that that's actually a requirement, you count that also, you have 48. If that's not a firm requirement, it doesn't get listed in the number, and therefore it's only 47. So we're good. That was just follow-up on our second challenge to Rav. But again, the key point is, Rav says that if you have a pigul thought in the beginning, we assume that follows through until you have an indication otherwise. That's Rav. Aldaz Rishon Ozeh, just like with a neder. You take a neder and you have an improper thought or whatever in the beginning, and then the question is, does it follow through? And Shmuel says that Shmuel says no. Shmuel says we assume that a thought you had in the beginning did not persist until the end, and therefore it's a half-half situation. You did half your avodah with a pigul thought, half without. And Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim will disagree about whether it's pigul or not, based on whether you have pigul with a half of an avodah done with pigul of thoughts or not. Yes.
Can you correct the pigul thought, like in the middle? Can you say boom?
That's it, man. You're done.
We correct other things in a certain period of time, right?
Yes, toche de dibur.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know that it'll work if you completed your avodah. I think if you completed your avodah...
Okay, but you catch yourself in the middle of articulating...
Then I think you may be fine, yeah. Then maybe you're fine. Then maybe we could argue toche de dibur. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I think if you're in the same avodah still, you may be able to do that. Iboyolohu. Okay. New question. Pigel beholacha mahu. What about a pigel thought during holacha? This also feeds off of an earlier comment. We said if you did the pigel thought with the komets during the avodos that don't exist with lavona, right? Like the act of kmitza, there is no parallel for lavona. Likut is not called an avoda. So if we did a pigel thought with the komets in an avoda that doesn't exist with a lavona, that's called pigel in an entire avoda. And therefore, even the Chachamim will say that's pigul, even though you still have the Lavona yet to do. They don't call that pigul b'chatzi matir. That was what we said already. So the Gemara revisits this issue of pigul in the act of holacha of the komets. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, holacha ki kmitza. Rabbi Yochanan says holacha is just like kmitza. It's a full avoda, because there is no, bless you, there is no kmitza in the Lavona. And therefore, everybody will agree it's pigul. Reish Lakish Amar Holacha Kaktara. Reish Lakish says no. He says Holacha is considered to be like Haktara of the Komets. Absolutely. It's considered to be Reish Lakish says Holacha is like Haktara, and therefore there is a parallel avoda regarding Lavona. So if you do the pigul thought when you do Holacha of the Komets, it's only half a matir, because you're still waiting on the Lavona. That's Reish Lakish, and he says, therefore, it'll be a machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim. So he says, Bishlam or Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, I get. Reish Lakish is easy to understand. Ikanami holacha de Lavona, because you still have to be molech de Lavona to the Mizbeach. So in fact, this is only half of an avoda. That makes sense, Reish Lakish. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time up. But what's Rabbi Yochanan's rationale? Amar Rava. Rava says, Kesava Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's argument is, Kol avoda she'ina materes, avoda chashuva, she'ina materes, avoda chashuva hi lefagil alea bifnei atzma. The reason is, an avoda that is not itself a matir, like holacha. Halacha is not a necessary part of the matir. As Rashi says, halacha is bringing the thing to the mizbeach. If you just reach out and hand it to somebody, that also works. We're not calling that for the moment a real halacha. So he says, an avoda that is not an integral part of the matir, avoda chashuva hi lefagel alea bifnei atzma. So I treat it like an independent avoda, and you don't say you have to be mefagel the entire matir, and therefore it can become pigul. That's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. He says halacha is not really a necessary avoda, and that's why it's unique. Amar le Abaye, to Abaye says, really? Harei shchitas echa ben akivasim. What about the lambs of Shavuos? You shech one of the lambs of Shavuos. Da avoda she'ena matirasa. This avoda is not itself a matir, he says. This avoda that you do by shechting the lamb is not sufficient, because you still have to do this rikon on the mizbeach. Upligi, and yet the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim still applies. We don't call this a unit. We say it's still only half a matir. Disnan, as the Mishnah says, shachad echem and akvasim lecho shtechalos lemachar. If you shechted one of the lambs, plan to eat one of the loaves tomorrow, and then he continues just the rest of the case. Hikdir achem and abazich lecho shnechalos lemachar. We saw this in the Mishnah. You put one of the bezichin of Lavona by the shtei alechem, by the lechem upon him, on the mizbeach, planning to eat the loaves tomorrow. Rabbi Meir Omer pigul v'chayav and alav kares. Rabbi Meir says that's pigul v'chachamim Omer ein bo kares ad shifaga b'chol amatir. And the chachamim say no, it's not. Even though this is not the avoda that is matir, the shechting of the lamb. So Amar Lei, to which he replies, no. Misavre lechem betanur kadosh. You think the bread became kodesh when it was sitting in the oven? No, shchitas kvasim mekachele. The shechting the lamb does sanctify the bread. Therefore, it's a whole. Therefore, it's part of the matir process. Va'balakadesh kavala hatir dami. And someone an avoda that comes along to be mekadesh the bread is just like an avoda that I wrote makdish on the sheet. I should change that to mekadesh. Is just like an avoda that is maktir. It has the same strength, and therefore the machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim will apply. Masiv Rav Simi Barashi, to which Rav Simi Barashi asks, wait a minute, we learned the following regarding Shechita of the Korban Pesach. Okay, this is one of those cases that you can't really do, but in theory it exists. You shech the Korban with a pigul fought during one of the shechting one of the simanim, and not during shechting this or the other of the simanim. So he says, Acherim omrim hiktim mulim la'arelim kasher. Let's say he shechted the first siman of the Korban Pesach, having in mind people who were able to eat from the Korban Pesach. They had the bris milah, and then during the second one, he expresses, you know what? I have the arel in mind too. Kasher. So he says it's kasher. Because you had the ksherim in mind in the beginning. That's good enough. Hikdim arelim lemulim, but if your first thought was for the arelim, pasul. End of quote. V'kaim alanda b'chatzi matir pligi. And we know that that debate is also the half matir debate. It, even though it's not a pigul discussion, it's the same debate about being at half a matir. But I don't understand. This is an avoda that we're talking about. The shchita is an avoda shlema. It's an avoda that's not a matir and it's not a mekadesh. So Amar Leit, to which he replied, why not? Mi savr dam b'tzavr behema kadosh. You think that the dam is still kadosh when it's inside the neck of the animal? Dam sakin mekad shalei. The knife is what makes the dam kadosh. V'balakadesh kabalahatir dami. So therefore, this is an avoda that is mekadesh, and therefore we view it in the context of the other avodas, and the whole debate it persists. They have to be non-arelim at the time. I think, is it a chatzos we said imsachim? They have to be, I don't know if you can even do it after that, because the problem is that by the time that we lock in the minuyim, they have to be kosher.
What if they get bismillah as part
of the shechita? So I don't remember. It can't be just prior to the time of the Korban Pesach. That's its own discussion also about whether you can do the milah balayla, and that's its own discussion, yeah. But for sure, by the time of the shechita, they have to be mulim, yeah. Tashma. So, we haven't yet resolved Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish. That's really our question. What's the status of Holacha? So he says, Tashma, come in here from the following. We learned, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when do we say that there is Pigul, based on what you did with the Kometz? Bikimitza, Umatan Kli, Ubehiluch. Right? We gave three cases. During the thought was during the Kemitza, if your thought was during placement into the Kli, and if your thought was during the Halacha. So, Mailav, Hiluch to Haktara, doesn't that mean the Hiluch to the Mizbeach, to put it on the Mizbeach? That proves that Pigul can happen during Halacha? To which he says, lo, not necessarily. Hiluch to Matan Kli. It's the Halacha of putting it into the Kli. Iachi, if so, then I don't understand. You wrote Matan Kli Ubehiluch, right? We assume that's the chronological order. First you do the kemitza, then you put it in the kli, then you bring it to the mizbeach. But according to you, the hiluch is before matan kli. Behiluch matan kli mebayalai. It should reverse the order. Halo kasha, that's no problem. Tanihachi. You're right, that's what it should say. Balo lahaktara. But wait a minute, it says further on, when they say it's true during these three, kemitza, matan kli, and halacha, and then it says balo lahaktara. After that, so he says, balo laholacha mebayalai. But according to you, we're still missing a step. Balo laholacha is missing. Because that should be included among the cases in which it's not like matan kli and all that. Halo kasha, that's no problem. Kaven to holacha tzarech da haktara hi, kari la haktara. Since the holacha is for the sake of the haktara, we call it haktara. It's lumped in together. Ela nasan as hakomets b'shtika, holach mi bayalei. Okay, but what about the case that you mentioned where he gives the komets, he puts the komets on silently? You should say holich. Yeah, kasha. Okay. Fine. That's the last of our pieces on Halachas Kometz. The end is that it's still a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether Halacha is a standalone or not. That brings us to our last point. And this is the easiest part of what we've been doing here. And it's the question of whether the principles of half matir will apply where I had a pigul fought on both parts of the matir, but independently, each one separately. That's my question now. Look at the case. Hiktir shumshum, or kishumshum, leachol lemachor, or leachol shumshum, ad shakala kometz kulo. Here I have my mincha. I'm putting it up, my mincha solas, a little bit of flour at a time. Each time, a sesame seed at a time, okay? Having in mind that I'm going to eat a sesame seed amount of the shirayim at the wrong time. So it's a kometz thought during a minimal act of minimal act of haktara, for a minimal act of eating, and in the end, I have that thought about the entire thing. So is there pigul in this half matir, so to speak, partial matir, or not? So Rav Chista, Rav Hamnun, and Rav Sheshes weighed in. Chad Amar Pigul, one said yes, it's Pigul. This is column 1, version 1 in the table on your sheet. One said it's Pigul. The Chad Amar Pasul, the Chad Amar Kosher. Three different Piskei Halacha. I love it. So the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Manda Amar Pigul K'Rabbi Meir. The one who says Pigul says like Rabbi Meir. These are called half Matirin, and I believe that a half Matir does work to make it Pigul, and therefore this is Pigul. Umanda Amar Pasul K'Rabbanan. The one who says Pasul says like the Rabbanan, that a Pigul thought in a half Matir is enough to disqualify the Karban, just not to be make it Pigul. Right. Umanda Amar Kosher, and the one who says it's Kosher says it's like Rebbe, that you don't combine your halves at all, like I put in the sheet. That's version 1. So he says, not necessarily Mimai. How do you know that? Maybe there's a whole other way to read this. Dilma Adkan Lokama Rabbi Meir Hasa. Maybe Rabbi Meir only said that the half matir thing is effective. Ela Dechisha Bishiuro. He only says that where you had your pickle thought about the proper shear. Avalachat Lochisha Bishiuro Lo. Here, it wasn't the proper shear at all. It was a shumshum sized amount. The Adkan Lokami Rabbanan Asam and the Rabbanan only say Pasol there. Ela Dechisha Bibakule Matir. Maybe that's only because they're talking about where you didn't have a thought for the entire matir. Here, he went through the entire matir. Maybe they will be stricter and say pigul. The adkam lo kama Rabbi Hassam, and Rabbi only said they don't combine. Ela de lo hader malye me osa avoda, because he's talking about where you didn't reach an entire olive-sized amount. But here, de hader malye me osa avoda. You did. You did the same avoda on the rest of the shear. Hachanami de pasul. Maybe he would say pasul. So Ella, rather, he says, I'm going to give you version 2 to explain each of these different Piskei Halacha. Ella Mandamar Pigul, Devayakol, Mandar Apostle, Devayakol, Mandamar Kosher, Devayakol. Everybody could get behind these ideas. Mandamar Pigul, Devayakol, Kesavar, Derech, Achila, Bekach, Vaderech, Akhtara, Bekach. He says people really do eat one shumshum at a time.
Yeah.
And putting Akhtara on the Mizbeach with one shumshum at a time is called normal Akhtara. And therefore, this is Pigul.
Like a bag of curry.
Yeah.
You ended up reaching right. You ended up reaching the whole thing. You did it one garin right at a time. Fine. Umandam apostle is not because of an intricate discussion of a chatzi matir, but because divrei hakol, he's everybody will agree with him in this pigul b'chatzi matir discussion. He'll say to you that this is the way you eat, but it's not the way you put things on the mizbeach. So therefore, since it wasn't the way you put things on the mizbeach, it's possible because it's a mincha that didn't go on the mizbeach. That's why, because you're sitting there doing one grain, one grain, one grain. Umad amar kosher, and the one who says kosher, divrei hakol, everybody will agree that from the chatzi matir discussion. Kesavar derech haktar bekach. He says that is the way you put things on the mizbeach. Ve'ein derech achila bekach, but it's not the way people eat. And therefore, your thought of pigul was not a thought of pigul at all. And therefore, the whole thing is kosher. It's as though you brought your mincha properly without any pigul thought. That's the way to break down this machlokas, and there's nothing to do with pigul b'chatzi matir or not.